Whispers of dawn painted the horizon as Sarah sat by her bedroom window, carefully penning down her thoughts in a vintage leather-bound diary. The sunlight streamed in, casting a golden hue on the pages. This serene setting was no accident. Sarah had meticulously designed her space to evoke a specific feeling, a certain aesthetic that resonated with her soul. This is your host, Danny, and this is Word Power from English Plus Podcast. Aesthetic, a term originating from the Greek word aesthetikos, relates to the appreciation of beauty. However, as we journey through life, we quickly realize that it's much more than just a word. It's an emotion, a perception, and above all, a deeply personal expression. Growing up in the bustling lanes of Mumbai, Arjun had always been captivated by the age-old art of pottery. For him, the aesthetic beauty wasn't just in the finished product, but in the process itself. The rhythmic dance of hands molding clay, the delicate balance of pressure and release, and the mesmerizing transformation under the kiln's fiery embrace. Every pot, plate, or vase told a story, a narrative of the hands that crafted it and the earth from which it came. Meanwhile, in the jazz-filled streets of New Orleans, Emily found her aesthetic calling in music. Every note she played on her saxophone wasn't just about producing a melody. It was about evoking emotions, painting pictures, and transporting her audience to another world. For Emily, the aesthetic beauty of her music was in its ability to communicate, to touch hearts, and to bridge divides. However, aesthetic isn't always about art or tangible creations. Think about Grandma Lucy, who never had any formal education in design or art. Yet every time she set the table for Sunday family dinners, there was an undeniable aesthetic touch to it. The heirloom china, the freshly plucked daisies in a vase, the warm golden glow of the candlelight, they all came together in a harmonious dance of love and tradition. For Lucy, her aesthetic was about evoking a sense of belonging, a warmth that drew the family closer together. The beauty of the term aesthetic is in its fluidity. It doesn't confine itself to rigid boundaries. In Tokyo, young tech enthusiast Hiroshi found aesthetic pleasure in the intricate circuit designs of computers. The way every component seamlessly connected, the dance of electrons, the silent hum of a machine coming to life. It was all poetry to him. In the heart of Rome, where ancient ruins coexist with modern life, Isabella, a cafe owner, curated a unique aesthetic experience for her customers. Mismatched vintage furniture, walls adorned with paintings from local artists, and a playlist that seamlessly blended Italian opera with indie rock. Every corner of her cafe told a tale, and every sip of coffee was accompanied by a sensory journey. But perhaps the most heartwarming tale comes from a tiny village in Africa where little Amina found aesthetic beauty in the vast night sky. No fancy telescopes or books, just pure, unadulterated wonder. Every star, every constellation was a story passed down through generations, a testament to the aesthetic tapestry of culture, folklore, and tradition. In essence, aesthetic isn't just about what meets the eye. It's about what touches the soul. It's a reflection of who we are, where we come from, and where we aspire to be. From Sarah's sunlit room and Arjun's clay wonders, to Emily's soulful tunes, Grandma Lucy's dinner table, Hiroshi's tech marvels, Isabella's eclectic cafe, and Amina's starlit tales, aesthetic finds its place in myriad forms. In conclusion, as we journey through the vast landscapes of life, let's take a moment to appreciate the aesthetic wonders around us. For in every corner, in every shadow, in every note, there lies a story waiting to be discovered. A dance of beauty, perception, and soul.